Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. We've had a great fall. We don't have a king. That needs to be said now and then. But even if we did, it's not clear that all his horses and all his men could put us together again. Look around you. Everything has fallen apart. The schools are shuttered for now. Millions of jobs have vanished. 30 million jobs have vanished. Friendships have been stretched thin. People can't be together. Raymond James Stadium lies empty of crowds. We walk around wearing masks for protection. In less than half a year, we've had a great fall, and it's not clear if we can ever be put together again. It's not just us, not just Americans, not just poor Americans, not just immigrant Americans, not just meatpacking Americans. Not just us. Garment workers in Bangladesh who have risen from poverty over decades are falling back to their ancestral villages, dreams of better life for their children abandoned. Whole economies that depend on money flowing back from workers overseas are teetering. The whole world has had a great fall. Already the punditry is flowing with, you know, what will it look like and how will we be changed? Can we be put back together at all? Can Humpty look like Humpty again, or shall we morph into some other creature? How shall we be woven back together after our great fall to become a people once again? How shall we reconnect our broken parts to know one another, to care for one another, to worship together, study together, work together, play together, and find our common humanity after this terrible fall? After all, it took this fall to expose the crack in Humpty's shell, to reveal the stress fractures that would have made him fall apart eventually anyway. Although the plague knows no favorites and the virus knows no boundaries, it is clear that some of us have fallen harder than others. As is too often the case in our society, well-educated, well-positioned people can land more softly when they fall. The McDonald's shift worker with rent to pay falls harder than the worker who can work from home. Those with resources continue to eat, while those on the edge beseech the food pantries. Famous athletes get tested for the virus more quickly than meatpacking workers. All have fallen, but some more than others. We've known all along how precariously Humpty was perched on his wall, but we chose to ignore the perilous perching, and we pretended that Humpty was safe. But Humpty has had a great fall, and we don't know what to do. The king's men are working on it, but it's hard to put back together something that has fallen in pieces. So it's time to go back to Rome and hear the words of a leader in the early church in Rome, wondering how the broken and scattered stones could be made the cornerstone of a new people. He writes to the leaders of the churches in Asia Minor, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." We are too far from a theocracy in our society to imagine that we can close our eyes and open them to a restored landscape that looks white, middle class, and Christian. Our country, not to say our world, is more richly diverse more varied in hue, more imaginative about God than 1 Peter could have imagined. Nevertheless, the way forward lies in remembering that broken pieces can indeed be made into something whole and holy, that the fractured Humpty can be made over if we let ourselves be guided by the Holy One, whose power and grace we drink so freely in this Easter season. Think of the broken pieces we have had to step around or try to utilize. We have been home a lot, most of us. That place that always felt like a refuge to return to has become a living, breathing community with more adventures to forge, new activities to try, new kindnesses and new stresses to discover. Many people in cities have heard birdsong for the first time ever. The buildings in New Delhi, India, can be seen for the first time in years, and the blue sky can be seen. Amazing new imagination has poured music and art and study and working and friendship and hope along the pathways of the internet. These things might not last. Economies, even with corrections, have to start humming again, or the human family will suffer. Symphonies have to return to the concert hall, or they will go out of business. Schools' doors need to open, for there is no substitute for in-person community. We need to worship together again, for us to feel we belong to each other and that God is with us. We know that the unforeseen beauties and graces and challenges of our fallen state cannot last. Not exactly. But the promise of 1 Peter stands. Though the broken pieces lie around you, yet God will craft a new people and a new way and a new hope. We need to listen, to breathe with God's breath, to open our hearts and minds, to welcome new patterns of life, to remember that chosen is not a badge of privilege, but a sign of grace, and to believe that what the king's horses and the king's men cannot do, God can do. While we are waiting, hoping that our fall is not permanent, let us hear again the voice of Jesus saying, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." He said the same thing on the day of resurrection. Do not be afraid. Fear not. It is the most sustaining of all God's words to us. It is the promise of the world after restoration, after Humpty has been pieced together. It is the world in which God is preparing the place for us. When Humpty has had such a fall, there is not much Humpty can do to fix himself without some help. After our mighty fall, we will need God's help. Listen carefully. Watch with care, for the broken pieces will be restored. A new community will be joined, and it may be that when all has been reborn, we will find ourselves in a place just right. The Roman church leader in the early years of the church never knew the Shakers. So he would not have expressed our hope this way, but it's a voice for our time. After our terrible fall, won't it be joyful to hear ourselves singing, "'Tis the gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free, 'tis the gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, it will be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we will not be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning, we come round right." Amen.